Welcome to the Do Good to Lead Well podcast. If you're passionate about mastering self-leadership, then you're in the right place. I have always been curious about and fascinated by the pursuit of leadership excellence. This is why I pursued my PhD in psychology with a specialization in business, and I've continued to dedicate my career to understanding the science and practice of positive leadership. My name is Craig Dowden. I'm a best-selling author, award-winning keynote speaker, executive coach, and member of the Forbes Coaches Council. Each week, I'll bring you world-class content on the science and practice of positive leadership. Through my conversations with best-selling authors, TED speakers, and top CEOs, you'll be able to leverage their insights and experience so you can maximize your potential and be the leader the world needs you to be. Hello, everyone, and welcome to another solo edition of the Do Good to Lead Well podcast series. My name is Craig Dowden, and I'm the host of the podcast. And each month, I record a solo episode where I share the latest and greatest research, fascinating ideas, or conversations that I have come across to support the regular interview-based format of the show. And before I get into tonight's topic, which I'm really excited to dig into, I wanted to express heartfelt appreciation to each and every one of you who listen, subscribe, rate, share the podcast. Because of your incredible and ongoing support, Do Good to Lead Well is now ranked in the top 1.5% of all podcasts in the world, according to Listen Notes. So a sincere thank you. This could not have happened without your ongoing support. So what's the topic I want to talk about in this episode? Well, feedback has been famously called the breakfast of champions by best-selling author Ken Blanchard. And one of my favorite conversations that I had with a client during a keynote speaking event I was about to deliver a session on the art and science of delivering engaging feedback. And one of the attendees came up and said, "Hey, Craig, like, I have a question." I was like, "Sure, that sounds awesome. Happy to already engage with you on this." And they said, "Well, if feedback truly is the breakfast of champions, why are so few people excited to sit down and have the meal?" So for this episode, I'm going to dig into a really powerful framework that I find is wonderful in terms of helping us think through how to deliver feedback. Now, before we dive into the model, let's start with a definition of what is feedback. And one of my favorites is provided by Zenger Folkman. They are the best-selling duo of multiple books around positive leadership. And they define feedback as an interaction between two people where one person has information they believe will be helpful to another person. The giver is motivated by the hope that the message will be understood, accepted, and implemented, and will ultimately bring about positive change. Who doesn't want that? Sounds awesome. Why would we ever resist receiving feedback? Well, there are a couple of critical points in the definition, and then I'll move into the model. Number one is you'll notice that the definition says one person has information that they believe will be helpful to the other person. Whether or not the other person thinks that is an entirely different question. And now the other part is that the giver is motivated through positive intent. Basically, that by sharing this observation, someone will get better in their personal lives or their professional lives. Now, the challenge is one of the primary challenges that you find in the feedback literature, despite the fact that the vast majority of people want to receive feedback. They will say, "Hey, I desire to receive open and honest feedback." One of the primary challenges is in the delivery. So how can we do it effectively? Now, this model that I'm about to talk about, I came across in a really thought-provoking article on TED.com. And it presented this model in the context of thinking about it in terms of a deck of cards. And what I also love about this model is that it applies in both when we're delivering positive feedback as well as when we're delivering critical feedback. Now, within a deck of cards, there are four suits. There are hearts, clubs, diamonds, and spades. And what's really cool is they break it down such that for each of the suits, positive or negative, there can be the more challenging way to frame our observations, our feedback. And so the most ineffective way of delivering feedback is through hearts and clubs. Now, so what does that look like in practice? Well, essentially, in these cases, the feedback is going to be vague. It's going to be fluffy. It's going to be difficult to measure or quantify. And it can really resonate around personal preferences. Now, on the opposite side of the suits of the deck, the diamonds and spades, as their visuals suggest, this is much more precise. So for diamonds and spades, the feedback is super clear, very specific. It's quite measurable. It's actionable. It focuses on a behavior, something that's observable and something that we can take into account, integrate right away. Now, I'm going to give some specifics, and this is why I love the model, because as I said at the outset, it applies both when we're delivering positive feedback as well as when we're delivering critical feedback. So here's one great example of delivering unhelpful positive feedback in the hearts suit. So as an example, and this is one of the most common that I hear in my executive coaching and keynote speaking practice, especially for high potentials, when their supervisor says, "Hey, Craig, keep doing what you're doing. It's going to pay off." Despite the positive nature of the feedback, it lands often quite negatively. It can land quite frustratingly because the person goes, "Well, what is it specifically that I'm doing? This doesn't give me any roadmap to success. I'm left to figure this out." It can also feel to the receiver lazy and disingenuous. "You're just almost giving me something positive just to get me to go away." So it doesn't come across as particularly thoughtful. So once again, it's positive feedback, and a lot of us can have the mistaken assumption that positive feedback is always good. This kind of vague, fluffy, unmeasurable feedback is challenging. Now, let's go to the diamonds. Remember, this is much more clear and concise and on point. Great example here. "I really liked how you listened intently to our stakeholders while they are complaining about the issue. You asked lots of clarification questions to better understand their situation and propose a suitable solution." Awesome. Okay, in that meeting, now I know exactly what I did. That was helpful. I listened intently. So check, next time I'm in a stakeholder meeting or any kind of internal, external conversation, I want to make sure I'm listening actively because this is rewarded. This is valuable. On top of that, I was patient while they were complaining. Something else to file away in my behavioral data bank. Something I can continue to do. I asked lots of questions. Fabulous. Once again, keep doing that. That's going to bring me positive recognition from my supervisor, from the organization. And by asking questions to better understand their situation, my manager believes I proposed better quality solutions. Again, all of these are wonderful nuggets that are broken down in a diamond as opposed to a heart, which is, hey, just keep doing what you're doing. Imagine if you're in the meeting and afterwards, your manager, your colleague delivered the heart-shaped feedback versus a colleague or supervisor who provided the diamond-shaped feedback. You can see how much more engaging, how much more meaningful, and how much more long-standing the potential impact of those observations are. Now, let's flip to the other side. Let's go to the quote-unquote critical feedback. Clubs. Here's a perfect one. That's a stupid idea. We'll never get that done on time. Talk about being extraordinarily demotivating. Talk about being extraordinarily unhelpful. That's a stupid idea. Why? What parts of it? Is it all bad? Are some parts of it bad? How do I know? How come it's stupid? How do I learn from this? What are other alternatives that I missed? We'll never get it done on time. How come? Like, what assumptions are you using? That kind of club design feedback is going to land so terribly and damaging that I'm just going to want to get out of there. I'm going to want to do everything in my power to just close off, shut down. I'm going to feel stupid. I'm not going to particularly want to talk about this anymore. Now a glorious opportunity is lost. Well, you can probably guess where I'm going to go next. Spades. Much more precise, much more concise, and action-oriented. Same situation. Here's how I frame it. I'm a little confused about what you are proposing fits into our timeline. Can you explain that some more? Again, I'm sharing my concern here. I'm not saying, great idea, that's going to work perfectly well. No, I'm voicing a contrarian view. I'm not sure this is going to work. I feel like the timeline that we proposed really isn't going to map out what you're suggesting for us to do. We're going to run out of time. Yet rather than clubbing someone with it, now what we're doing is engaging in a collaborative conversation. We're providing them with the opportunity to clarify their position, perhaps to surface some information that we're currently unaware of, and that would really broaden our view. And now on the other side, they are leaning into this discussion. Now we are co-creating a solution. We can riff off of each other's ideas or perspectives to come up with a much better solution. So now the next time, when you're in a feedback conversation and you're thinking about how to deliver it, regardless of whether it's a positive observation or a critical observation, remember that specificity wins the day. Keep it focused on behavior as opposed to value judgment. Provide as many specifics as you possibly can. Because for all of us who are striving to be at our best, to maximize our potential, we want to have a roadmap. What are the steps that we can take? And when we look at feedback as us being the ultimate guide, where we can either shine a light on the path forward for the people we care about in our personal and professional lives, or basically lights out on the path. Let's do everything that we can be as precise and specific as possible so that other people can take our feedback, implement it as we desire, and change their lives for the better. Until the next solo episode, take care and keep practicing positive leadership. Thank you so much for joining me here today on Do Good to Lead Well. If you enjoyed today's podcast, please subscribe and leave a review. If you'd like to continue the conversation, you can follow me on Twitter at Craig Dowden or reach out via LinkedIn or email info@craigdowden.com. I look forward to meeting you here next week for another transformational episode.